Sean Cullen, and is our man from the Sports Geek HQ. When it comes to all things at the social games, digital media rules, how are you, mate? Welcome to Grandstand again.
Good, thanks. Yeah, good to be here.
It's been amazing, hasn't it? The Twitter and Instagram have dominated the games.
Well, the thing is, the good thing is it's starting to actually focus on the games. I think as the games and more of the sports are kicking in, it's more been about the athletes and the results, and we're seeing a little bit less of the problem tweets and the problems with the games. It's sort of start focus on the positivity of the athletes and their performances, which is, you know, that's definitely, you know, from the first couple of days, it was all about, oh, here's the problems. You know, we talked about the, you know, the Olympic seats account, which just keeps tweeting about, oh, no one's sitting in me. Or the best one I found is, oh, my God, I'm a bag chair. You know, so that's a funny
one. The ultimate insult.
Yeah, the ultimate insult. But now the focus has more been turned to the athletes themselves.
What sort of, how do you think the athletes have approached Twitter for this Olympics? Have most embraced it and been on it all the time, or have they jumped off it? I saw a good interview with one of the media spokesperson people from the Australian Olympic Committee last night on 7:30, and she mentioned, I think, that the Australian cycling team, they all came together and said, right, that's it, we're off Twitter, we're not going to touch our phones or touch the internet for the next week or so.
Yep. I'd die.
I'd be getting the shakes. Yeah. But I think that has become a point. There are a few media commentators, and, you know, Eddie McGuire is one on Foxtel who seems to be banging the drum that Twitter is evil and they shouldn't be watching it all the time and it's affecting their performances. There's a little, you know, there's a little bit of truth in that if they are watching Twitter and they're always connected, but it's the same as if they're always reading the newspapers or we're always reading the blogs. That's always been the case. We did some training with the water polo teams, the Stingers and the Sharks, and we pretty much said, yeah, you want to be in there, you want to engage because you want your fans to know, hey, we're on telly right now, or our game's coming up, and you want them to using, you know, their hashtags as theirs is hard as Sharks, or if you read it a little bit quicker, it could be something different, and they're deliberately so. But the thing is that, yeah, the players need to realise that I'm going to switch on to the game, switch on and focus for my race, and that is when you turn your phone off. And, you know, I think that's where potentially, you know, the swimming team potentially hasn't really figured out we need those rules in place.
Yeah, and we saw Emily Seebohm missed out on the gold and basically blamed it on Twitter, didn't she?
She saw. I think the media ran with that story a little bit more than was necessary. But, yeah, she probably could have just dialed back, you know. And the thing is, it's pretty overwhelming because these athletes, you know, all of them, you know, even guys like Michael Phelps don't realise what kind of exposure they're going to get in the Olympics, especially for a social games. Like, Phelps grew 131,000 Twitter followers yesterday. So he's just still trying to understand what this social game. So for someone like Emily Seebohm, who was relatively unknown from a general sporting media point of view, the response has been phenomenal.
Who's been making fun out there? Who's having the most fun on Twitter during the games?
So there's a few. Obviously, we've talked about the parody accounts, and one of the ones we had talked about before, not Bill Walton. The Team USA are currently beating up on Nigeria at the moment, and he tweeted, Team USA are paying for all the Americans who ever fell for a Nigerian email scam. So, you know, it's...
And we're cheering them on.
Exactly. And the other one from a really innovative use of Twitter is that the London 2012 have set up Twitter accounts at all the different stadiums connected to the cameras. So
how does that work?
So effectively, they've set up separate accounts. There'd be L2012, Pool Cam, Matt Cam, B-Ball Cam, Stadium Cam. And they're effectively just taking shots from underneath the pool as the guys are diving in, or, you know, high shots above the judo mats with competitors sprawled out after they've tapped out. So it's a really unique view of the games. So, you know, it's just another way to show how you can, you know, get that insider access that you previously didn't get.
And Thorpey's on Twitter. Look out. I did join him last night.
Yes.
I had to get onto that.
Yeah.
At Ian Thorpe. So some poor guy that probably had the account has got the move sideways for Thorpey, and he's joined up.
How does
up.
That work? How can he do that?
Well, you've got to know the right people. Right. So
it's got a pair of concrete shoes and been dropped off a pier somewhere.
Exactly. So the people have been.
Would you pay for a Twitter handle then? I guess domain real estate.
There is. I mean, the fact that he has got at Ian Thorpe, and you would have thought it's a pretty relatively common name. There would have been someone. but it's a bit like the poor girl that had the Twitter handle The Ashes, and everyone started tweeting her about cricket.
So, abusing her.
She ended up coming to the test match in Sydney.
Yeah. So maybe having the handle Ian Thorpe wasn't that great, because people were probably tweeting him anyway, saying, why aren't you swimming, and come on, get off the couch. So now he's actually official. It's been verified him. He started tweeting. So we are seeing, we talked about Rowan Atkinson joining Twitter yesterday. A few celebrities and commentators going, well, might have to get on this bandwagon. Everyone's talking about it.
Is Nikki Webster on Twitter?
I don't know. I will check it out. But another
no, you won't. It's okay.
No, I will find out. But one stat that I did, and you would only find this stuff on Twitter, Michael Phelps, when he was 10, was the second best swimmer in the US.
Who was the best?
The best was Chris Humphreys.
Is he on Twitter?
Do you know who Chris Humphreys is?
He's a basketballer, isn't he?
He's a basketballer. He was Mr. Kim Kardashian for 73 days.
Ah.
So he married her!
Yes. So he was the best swimmer as a 10-year-old,
really?
Behind Michael Phelps, and some of his records still stand as a 10-year-old. So I don't know what's a better claim to fame, beating Michael Phelps in the pool or married Kim Kardashian for 73 days.
It's quite a life.
Yeah, it's a terrific autobiography if he starts there. I mean, what's next for Chris Humphreys?
Sky's the limit. Good of you to come in now. Are you heading off to the States?
Yes. Heading off to SEEK Conference in Boston as of tomorrow. A lot of travel, but catching up with some of the sports and technology executives over there, and I'll be able to give you a few reports on how the Olympics are being covered in the States and also what they're doing in the sports technology space.
And fascinating to hear what the analysis is from those within that space about what the Games has done to change Twitter, or what the dynamic is when it converges on a big event like this and what we've learned from it.
Yeah, definitely. Like Twitter is doing a big activation with NBC, which is quite strange because everyone's talking about the Games, but then they can't watch it for another 3 hours.
They're now putting Twitter in delay, are they?
Well, the thing is, all the athletes are actually putting the hashtag spoiler alert on their tweets. So
don't watch it if you don't want to know.
So Nathan Adrian, who beat, he said, spoiler alert, oh, by the way, I won a gold medal.
That's, in this day and age, just extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah,
and there's
exactly.
been a massive backlash towards NBC and how they broadcast the Olympics.
Definitely. Like Lolo Jones.
They don't have a Ray.
Yeah.
Or the double raise that we've got, all quality.
Yeah, well, Lolo Jones, the hurdler, has said, I'm sick of it. I'm going to tweet my support for my fellow Olympians,
So have they been told, the American athletes, you can't?
No, it's the fans. Like, an athlete will say, congratulations, and the fans will abuse them and say, oh, I'm waiting to watch it on TV. Don't tell me. It's like, well, get
that
off Twitter.
That is just ridiculous,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is strange. But, I mean, the thing is, the ratings are still there. They're getting great ratings. So NBC says, we've made the right decision. But the Lochte Phelps race was on at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they couldn't watch it for another 4 hours.
How can you do that? Good on you, mate. Safe travel to the States, and we'll talk to you from over there.
No worries, Frank.
Sean Kellen, and our man when it comes to all things digital sport, the Sports Geek HQ.